At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition episode of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. I am your host, JYJ, and that always is Cody Marinara. Now, if you're asking yourself, if you're looking at the title of this video, how did we jump from episode 101 on Thursday to this Saturday, we're at 103? And well, the answer is I recorded an episode earlier this morning. I woke up very early, very, very anxious to talk about a certain topic. That episode is recording as we speak, but we had to go live to talk about the Owen Hart tournament. So be sure to listen to my solo episode that is being uploaded, and we'll probably finish uploading sometime while we're live. But anyways, Cody Marinara, it's Saturday. We usually don't record on Saturdays. How are you doing, my friend?
This is what it feels like to not be working on a Saturday. It's pretty crazy. I don't know what to do myself. Doing well. If you're a sports fan, then last night, my God, what a historic moment. I would argue that this should be as important and historical as the Kobe Bryant, or not Kobe Bryant, but LeBron James taking over the points, all-time points for the NBA. This should be just as important, just as special, with Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky in all-time goals. Yourself and myself are Capitals fans, and so we are definitely enjoying this a lot more than maybe some other casuals or even just hockey fans in general are. But great night. Our Atlanta Braves actually learned how to finally play a game, so that's great. So it was a good Friday night. This weekend should be good. Got great wrestling that's going to happen this weekend as well. How are things on your end there, good sir?
Yeah, as you said, last night was a great night for my sports teams. The Braves finally learned how to hit the baseball and not give up runs on defense. The Capitals, obviously, with Ovechkin tying. And then, hey, Ryan Leonard, first career NHL goal last night with Gretzky in the house. And then my South Carolina Gamecock women's basketball team, the only sport they're good at, apparently, make it to the national championship for another year. So good sports night for me overall. But, hey, I can't wait for Sunday night at Dynasty. And like Tony Khan does, which I'm actually surprised he hasn't announced any zero-hour matches. We might get some tonight on Collision. But he announced the Bandito match was official. And two, announced another Owen Hart match on the card with Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe, I believe it is, fighting on Dynasty. So we had to do a quick bracketology episode. Oh, this won't take too very long. We are live in the chat. So if you do tune in and turn in and watch, we can see your chats. Maybe answer a little bit of it. But let's pull up this bracket, and we'll go round by round and go through this bracket, talking through AEW Owen Hart Foundation Tournament 2025. Let's start with Will Ospreay and Kevin Knight. We predicted this Thursday in the prediction show. I have Will Ospreay beating Kevin Knight. I believe you are the same. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a great match Sunday night, but yeah, I got Ospreay beating.
Awesome. And then we move on to the second part of that bracket. Brody King taking on Konosuke Takeshita. Winner then will fight Will Ospreay. I love this match. It's intriguing. I'm going to go. This is a tough match to honestly predict, but I'm going Konosuke Takeshita to beat Brody King and advance to fight Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I think that this is probably a sneaky matchup in the tournament that I think could actually do pretty well. And I'm not. I think that I'm going to pick Takeshita as well. I think that I think Brody's going to have a good showing in this match for sure, but I think just somehow, some way, maybe with the help of the Don Callis, I don't know. I think maybe in the tournament, outside interference is prohibited. But in the end, though, I think Takeshita's going to sneak away with a win here over Brody King and move on.
Perfect. So we have Ospreay, Takeshita. Let's go to the other side of the bracket real quick. The other match on the card Sunday night, Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe. This is a fun matchup. I am going with Kyle Fletcher to beat Mark Briscoe and advance to the second round.
That's something also we need to put in our predictions that I want to make sure we write down here as well. But I'm going to go with Fletcher as well. I think that his even though he had that good push at the latter end of 2024, early 2025, he's kind of simmered down a little bit, but I think this would be a good opportunity for him to kind of get his name back in the push scheme of things, or at least, show that he's still a prominent figure in AEW in the men's side. And I think Fletcher's going to end up winning over Briscoe. Though, to be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me with Briscoe being the ROH legend, and ROH kind of being their hometown of Philadelphia this Sunday. Wouldn't surprise me to see Briscoe coming out on top over Fletcher, but I just think for just purposes of the bracket and kind of where I think this is going to go, I think we're going to see Fletcher.
The final first round matchup is Adam Hangman Page taking on the wild card. So here is a two-parter for this version. I believe the wild card is going to be Josh Alexander. So Hangman takes on Josh Alexander. And I think the winner of this match, despite Alexander making his debut, it will be Hangman Adam Page taking on Kyle Fletcher in the second round. My friend, who's your wild card?
I think I said this on the show on Thursday. I think it's going to be Wardlow. I think it's a good opportunity for him to make a comeback unless they do a casino battle royal at Double or Nothing. Maybe he makes his return there as well. I'm not sure. But either way, it's fun to have that Joker, the wild card, create suspense and intrigue. It's, especially with the big matchup against Hangman Page, I think it's going to have a lot more attention onto it, as it should. Regardless of who the wild card is, though, I do think Adam Page does come out on top and moves on to face Kyle Fletcher as well. But it's intriguing to see kind of what that wild card is going to be like and when that match is going to take place. I would assume it may be on Dynamite next week, maybe even the week after. But it should be interesting to see what's going to happen with that wild
card. Absolutely. It's going to be a fun first round in the men's tournament. And I believe our men's tournament going into the second round is actually even. We've picked everyone to go the same. So Will Ospreay taking on Konosuke Takeshita in the semifinals of this tournament. And this is a tough one for me because I really think this could be Ospreay's way of getting into the world title scene. But I look at the bracket and I really have an intriguing thought that I hope you follow along with me on this. I'm going to pick Konosuke Takeshita to beat Will Ospreay. You mentioned Don Callis getting involved in some way, shape, or form. And I think this could be a way to get Konosuke Takeshita a win over Ospreay. And in an upset fashion, maybe, as Ospreay, you would assume, would be considered the number one seed. But I'm picking Konosuke Takeshita to beat Will Ospreay in this round.
I was not expecting that at all. I think that this is the way that Ospreay is going to set up to going into All in Texas. The winner of this obviously gets a world title shot at All in Texas. And I think that Ospreay is going to be, we've already gone through the prediction show. This is not a spoiler, but I think that Moxley retains on Sunday. This is going to set up for that big time moment with an AEW type of original talent in Ospreay, getting that opportunity to kind of seize control back to AEW and the world title. And this is Ospreay's springboard into that main event scene at All in Texas. And I'm going to go with Ospreay to beat Takeshita and move on into the finals and at Double or Nothing.
And then we go with the final semifinal match, Hangman Adam Page taking on Kyle Fletcher. And listen, Hangman's going to be busy. Maybe uber super concentrated on maybe going after Swerve Strickland. And so I'm going Hangman Page to beat Kyle Fletcher in this match. And it sets up Hangman Page versus Konosuke Takeshita in the finals at Double or Nothing.
Yep, I'm going to go with Kyle Fletcher to beat Adam Page. And it's going to set up, I believe this will be the fourth or fifth installment of Ospreay versus Fletcher. The stakes are going to be the highest they've ever been, with the opportunity to be a number one contender in a main event spot on the line at All in Texas, biggest show of AEW for the year. At Double or Nothing, it's going to be between Fletcher and Ospreay. I think it's going to be a phenomenal match. Those two never failed to deliver, but they have never really had a stake besides a steel cage if they had a revolution. This one has pretty much the penultimate meaning of what the match and the stakes are going to look like. And so it's going to be Ospreay versus Fletcher. Did you already give your winner? Couldn't remember.
For this round, yeah, I did.
For the finals?
I haven't given the finals, no.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, it's going to be Fletcher versus Ospreay. The bracket just to be kind of lines up, maybe obvious, but I think it's going to be those two in the finals at Double or Nothing.
Yeah, it'll be a fun matchup, and I kind of funny because your version is not completely out of the picture, but I think you're doing your bracket based off your idea that Moxley is retaining on Sunday. And I'm running my bracket solely off the fact that I think Swerve is winning on Sunday. So it's just kind of maybe two different thoughts on the version where the title is going. My final, Hangman Adam Page versus Konosuke Takeshita. And I think Hangman Adam Page beats Takeshita, setting up All In Part 4, Swerve versus Hangman Page. The match that everybody, you know, we thought the feud ended last year. I think we get one more rendition, especially after the way that they interacted on Wednesday night. So Hangman Page is my winner of this tournament. And he might... there he is.
Sorry, was I muted?
Yeah, you were kind of frozen, I think. Okay. So I don't know if anybody heard anything that you said.
That's okay. I didn't really say anything, to be honest with you, but I have got Fletcher versus Ospreay 4 or 5, whatever the match number is in that series of them, for the ultimate prize, number one contendership for the world title, main event spot in Nolan, Texas, on the line. And like I said, this is Ospreay's springboard to possibly getting to that next level and main eventing biggest show of the year in the world title spot. And I have Moxley winning on Sunday, so I think this is going to lead to Moxley versus Ospreay at All in Texas for the world title. And I'm going to go with Ospreay winning this side of the tournament and moving on to All in Texas in the main event for the world title.
Gorgeous. So let us know, guys, who do you think wins this tournament? Surprise us. I mean, this is a very stacked field, but that's the men's tournament bracketology for us. Let's move into the women's side of things. And this is an intriguing thing. We mentioned it briefly on Thursday that, honestly, six or maybe even all eight of these women have a really good opportunity of winning this this tournament. And so we'll start, like we did, at the top of the card here. Jamie Hayter takes on Billy Starks in the first round. And I'm going with Billy Starks to beat and maybe upset Jamie Hayter. Give me Billy Starks in the first round.
Sure. Yeah, this, I think the women's side of the bracket's actually more, a little bit harder to pick versus the men's side of the bracket, just because you got a lot of top talent here, and there's a bunch of different ways this could go. Obviously, it does maybe depend on who you have winning the world title, the women's title at Dynasty, and maybe kind of seeing where that would lay up and fall under. For me, I have Megan Bain becoming the new AEW Women's Champion. So that would be kind of where I think that's going to go into All In Texas. I'm going to go with Jamie Hayter to beat Billy Starks here and move on to the second round. I think it'll be a good match. I just don't think it's yet time for Billy Starks to make that kind of a big push. It would be a good upset in a way, but I think it'd be fun to see if that happens. But yeah.
All right, we move into the second first round matchup. Thunder Rosa takes on Chris Statlander, and this is. To me, this is just a weird matchup because I'm pretty sure Thunder Rosa and Chris Statlander were tag teamed against Megan Bain and Penelope Ford just a couple weeks ago. So, just weird placement, I think, for both of these women in the bracket. But I've been a proponent of this. I think everybody knows where I'm going with this women's side of the bracket. Thunder Rosa will win and fight Billy Starks in the second round.
I think we kind of both have the same thought process on Thursday with the show. It's a pretty loaded matchup in the first round between Rosa and Statlander. I think it could go either way, but it just kind of depends again on where maybe your thought process is on where the tournament goes as far as who maybe wins and faces off against the world champion at All In. I think it's hard not to choose Thunder Rosa. What's going to happen with the show being in Texas, her home state, close to her hometown. I think it's going to be a great matchup, but I do have Thunder beating Statlander, moving on to face Jamie Hayter in the semifinals.
Perfect. We're moving to the match that is on the card on Sunday, and we've already predicted this, so we'll kind of breeze by it a little bit. Mercedes Moné takes on Julia Hart. I had the upset of Julia Hart beating Mercedes Moné in this matchup. I think we discussed it a little bit on Thursday. They can't give us Mercedes Moné versus Athena in round number two of this tournament. I feel like that's too early to have them fight each other. So, to me, Mercedes Moné loses to Julia Hart in an upset, maybe by some nefarious actions by the forever ROH champion. But Julia Hart moves on to round number two.
So I have a little bit differently where I think that Mercedes takes the win over Julia Hart on the pay-per-view tomorrow night. Maybe where the shenanigans will come into play. It's going to happen afterwards with Cameron and Athena, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Kind of preluded that a little bit on the podcast on Thursday. But I do have Mercedes beating Julia Hart here and moving on to the second round of this tournament.
And then the final first round matchup, Harley Cameron taking on Athena, the forever ROH champion, which honestly may hold the ROH Women's Championship for the rest of eternity. I don't know if anyone's ever going to beat her for that belt. But I have Athena advancing here and taking on Julia Hart in round number two. I think Athena is they want to introduce her to the AEW audience who doesn't watch ROH, which I would say it's probably a good majority of the AEW audience, since ROH is only on Honor Club. And I mean, a lot of people that I know don't watch ROH, so they got to introduce Athena some way, and this is a great way to introduce her in this tournament.
I can see that, but I think this is where those shenanigans will come into play. And as of this recording here, obviously tonight, Collision, it's going to be Harley and Mercedes versus Julia Hart and Athena in a tag match. So I think maybe the outcome of what happened to that could determine what happens tomorrow night at Dynasty, and then obviously moving on to the tournament. But this is where I think the shenanigans come into play. I think Mercedes makes her way into the ring because she has some involvement with Harley Cameron. She obviously has some involvement with Athena. The whole Billy Starks thing, but I think that we see a Mercedes appearance here, and it costs at the end of the match, and a big upset is to where Harley Cameron gets the win over Athena, moves on to face Mercedes in the second round of this tournament, and that's where we avoid that second round matchup. That, yeah, it does mean something, but we should not be giving that away on television. Let that feud build all the way up until All In Texas, and let that be kind of your long storyline building up into the biggest show of the year. And so that's where I have Mercedes interfering, costing at the end of the match in some capacity, and Harley Cameron gets the shocking big upset and moves on to the second round to face Mercedes in the tournament.
Good thing. So this is, I think we have a different second round here. My first second round matchup, Billy Starks takes on Thunder Rosa. And well, this is where the Prodigy's run, Cinderella story will end. Thunder Rosa wins and meets the winner of Julia Hart and Athena in Glendale, Arizona at Double or Nothing for an opportunity to go to All In. So give me Thunder Rosa over Billy Starks.
On my side of the bracket, I've got Jamie Hayter versus Thunder Rosa. Another yet big-time matchup here between those two. Hayter's in the women's division. I'd love to see Jamie Hayter win this and move on to kind of get her wheels in motion again and back to where her main event spot should be with women's title. But I don't think I haven't here yet. We have the same thought process of the fact that All In is in Texas. Thunder Rosa's home state, going to be the hometown girl going into the show. And I've got Thunder Rosa beating Jamie Hayter, moving on to the finals at Double or Nothing of the tournament.
And then on the other side of the bracket, I have Julia Hart taking on Athena. And what an upset it would be if Julia Hart beat Athena, but I don't see it happening. I think Athena walks in to round two, beats Julia Hart, and will meet Thunder Rosa, the two Texas girls battling to fight at All In Texas. And Athena meets Thunder Rosa at Double or Nothing in Glendale for an opportunity at the AEW Women's Championship.
Yeah, and I got Mercedes versus Harley Cameron in this, and this is where, again, those shenanigans are going to come into play as we build up the feud for Mercedes and Athena at All In for the TBS title, possibly for the ROH Women's title as well. But I have got Mercedes versus Harley in the semifinals, and due to some sort of shenanigans from Athena, it's going to cause Mercedes to lose, I believe, her first match in AEW, in a singles competition. I believe that is correct, that she has not yet lost a singles match in AEW. This is a great time for it to happen. A surprising upset, a shocking upset, and one that pushes Harley Cameron yet above into a different level. Whether by hook or by crook, by, you know, shenanigan or not, Harley Cameron somehow is going to get the win over Mercedes Moné, moves on to the finals to face Thunder Rosa in an ultimate 16 seed going all the way to the finals type of scenario here. The Cinderella story continues for the Harley Cameron side of things. Athena costs Mercedes the match. It explodes that feud into a different level and makes it more personal, more intriguing, more engaging. And I think that was just a great way to set that feud up into going into the biggest show of the year. And it makes Harley Cameron that much more of an entertaining spectacle, and to keep her on, and getting her into possibly the biggest match of her career up until that point. Double or Nothing, Cameron versus Thunder Rosa for the opportunity to win the tournament, move on to the finals, or move on to All In the finals.
That would be an interesting thing. And then we get to the finals. So I have Thunder Rosa taking on Athena. This is where I think shenanigans galore take place. And not only can you build the Athena Mercedes Monet storyline, but I think you can build for All In Weekend. Hey, Tony Khan announced an an ROH pay-per-view, Death Before Dishonor. And I think Billy Starks is mad. She loses to Thunder Rosa. She is in Athena has been given her the task as her minion to help take out Thunder Rosa. We get a misfire. Billy Starks hits Athena. Instead, Mercedes Moné comes in and interferes in some way. Thunder Rosa wins. She gets an opportunity at All In to fight, I think at this moment, Toni Storm in the match that we've been waiting for, it seems like 4 years now to get, Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. But then you build up All In Weekend, two additional stories. Athena and Mercedes Moné can battle for the TBS Championship. But at Death Before Dishonor, you can set up Billy Starks versus Athena, part three for the ROH Women's Championship. Build three stories in one tournament. Tony Khan is prone to do that. That's how I see the finals turning out.
And to be honest with you, that wouldn't be a bad idea to be at all. I think that'd be a great way to, if you're not going to do title for title between Athena and Mercedes, and it's just be for the TBS title, what a great way to kind of get the ROH belt off of Athena. Hell, you could even maybe not do a one-on-one match and have her take a pin or submit and make, kind of look a little bit weak going into the pay-per-view. Either do a triple threat of some sort, have somebody else win the belt, and or you never know, it could be where Athena doesn't even put up the ROH title but keeps it through the All In Texas and becomes two belts Athena and either drops the ROH women's belt, vacate it, so that way she can put her focus on the TBS title. A bunch of different ways you can go about that, but I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to let her have the belt drop at Death Before Dishonor on ROH TV, something like that, to get it to where she moves into the main event or a main event type of spot at All In Texas for the TBS title against Mercedes. But I have Harley versus Thunder Rosa here. I think that this is where hometown girl will move into her hometown spots to face possibly Megan Bain for the AEW world title. Could still be Toni Storm. Either way, Thunder Rosa is going to get the win here, move her and cement her spot into All In Texas to face the world title champion in her home state of Texas.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad thing. I would love, look, this women's side of the bracket is absolutely stacked. Think of the names that are missing off of this tournament. You don't have Mariah May, don't have Hikaru Shida. You don't have, so people like Anna Jay, Penelope Ford's not on it. You're missing a lot of, AEW originals. No Britt Baker. I don't know if Britt Baker's ever going to show up in an AEW ring at this point. A stacked tournament with even more women's action that you can build outside of the Owen Hart tournament. And so it'll be an interesting period of time to build towards Double or Nothing and then into All In. But this is what we wanted to spend just about 30 minutes talking about. Let us know, who do you think wins the women's or the men's tournament? We didn't do it at the beginning, but I'll say it at the end here. Thank you to our affiliate partners, WWE Shop, StubHub, and W Energy. W Energy put out a post earlier this morning talking about how they're not going to raise prices with this, the international tariff news going on. They make a lot of their stuff in America, but a lot of their production and some other products, they are, created outside of the United States. So the tariffs may cost them a little bit of money, but they said they're not raising prices. In fact, they're going to work on ways to make things cheaper for the fans. Go to w.gg, use the promo code Beyond the Yard, and you can save 10% on top of any additional savings they may give you. A good American company there, W Energy, no BS. A thank you to them for supporting and affiliating with the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. Hey, we're going to be off next week, for most likely, since I will be on vacation in Orlando. So apologies for the week off. This Sunday night, about a little more than 24 hours from now, probably about 30 some odd hours from now, AEW Dynasty. Make sure to tune in on Sunday night and watch that pay-per-view. Watch Collision tonight. We'll probably get some more 0 hour matches on the card, or maybe 0 hours just going to be a bunch of commentary. Who knows? But tune in tomorrow night for that, and we will see you in a couple weeks here on the Beyond the Junkyard. And as always, we can't leave without Cody Marinara's final words.
Listen, I think I did. I gave a great ending on Thursday night. Not sure how to top that part off of it, but Saturday morning, or depending on where you're at, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, wherever you're watching from, hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the sauce. Make it sweet and sweeten that pot up. Make sure it's good to go. Got a Final Four this weekend, the women's side of things, Final Four as well. Baseball's in full swing. We've got spring football as well. NASCAR's in play. But at the end of the weekend, Sunday night, AEW Dynasty. Some of the best damn professional wrestling that will be on your television screens will happen this Sunday night. So make sure you tune in for that. Tune in to us as well in a couple weeks. But as always, my friends, stay saucy. Beyond.